Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's Sunday Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. You're listening to the Kingdom Broadcasting Network. This is Bishop Hutchison. I'm blessed and I'm privileged, saints, to have this opportunity to come and speak life to you again today. It is a wonderful, cool, seasonal day here in the Atlanta metropolitan area, and I pray that your day is blessed wherever you are. We're continuing to pray for our family and friends in South Carolina who went through the experience of the flooding in excessive rain last week. We're continuing to pray for them, and I ask you to continue to pray with us for that as well. Now, if you've been studying along with us, saints, we're going to be concluding our series of study today from the book of Joshua. We've been studying over the last several weeks different aspects of Joshua's leadership and the experiences of the children of Israel as they came out of slavery into the promise and possession of God's plan. And today we're going to be concluding this lesson with a series of God's faithfulness endures. God's faithfulness endures. We're going to talk about how we should serve God obediently today. And so I pray that you'll have your Bible, your paper and pencils, that you will be prepared to take notes and study along with us. We always encourage you to do this, saints, because we want you to be able to search the scriptures right along with us to see whether the things that we say are so or not. And while you're preparing your lesson materials, let me get a few announcements out of the way. We're so blessed and always encouraged by our Cell Church Fellowship that gathers here in Forest Park, Georgia, every Saturday. We gather for teaching, prayer, breaking bread, and fellowship. You're welcome to join us at our Covenant House in Forest Park, Georgia. We're also conducting our classes on Saturdays, our Super Saturday classes here in Forest Park, and we'll be starting our classes at our Atlanta location on November 5th. You have until October, I believe it's the 27th or 26th, to register for that program. So feel free to contact us about any of those things that you hear about on today's broadcast. Also, we thank each and every one of our partners who are helping to support this ministry financially and spiritually as well. So here's our phone number where we can be reached. Our phone number is 678-278-9622, or you can visit our main website, which is Amazing Grace Ministries, www.agministries.net. Praise the Lord. So again, saints, let's get into this lesson and look at our study text for our conclusion of our series on the book of Joshua, God's Faithfulness Endures. I want you to say that with me. God's faithfulness endures. This is going to tell us how we need to live a life and serve God obediently. Now, our key verse that we're looking at today is coming from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Let's read both the King James Version as well as the New International Version. The King James Version of Joshua 24:15 reads, "If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The NIV reads, "If serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Let us pray, saints. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory today. We ascribe worth to you, for you alone are worthy of all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for the precious gift of life. We thank you for the precious gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the shedding of his blood. We thank you for the resurrection. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we praise you today, Father, that because he lives, we can live. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you today that from this example in Joshua and the children of Israel, that we will learn to remember your goodness, that we will remember to serve you faithfully, O God. And we always ascribe worth to you. So I thank you today for healing, for salvation, and provision over the life of each person who's listening to the sound and the hearing of my voice. May you bless them and empower them with your Holy Spirit. Let your love surround us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah and amen. Again, saints, welcome to the Kingdom Broadcasting Network. You're listening to our Sunday Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. Today we're concluding our series of studies on the book of Joshua. Our lesson is entitled, God's Faithfulness Endures. And if you're going to be studying along with us, let me give you the study text that we'll be using so that you can make reference to these during and following the broadcast. Our study text that we're going to be using coming from Joshua chapter 23, verse 1, through Joshua chapter 24, verses 25. And if you're taking notes, here are the 3 points of outline that I'd like to discuss with you today. The first point of outline is, remember God's promises. Remember God's promises. In that section, we'll talk about the source of blessings and the unfailing promises of God. Our second point of outline is, recount God's gracious acts. In that section, we'll talk about remember God's deliverance and acknowledge God's faithfulness. And our third and final point of outline I'd like to discuss with you today is, serve God only. In that final section, we'll talk about how the choice was presented and how the covenant was renewed. Praise the Lord. So as we study this week's lesson, saints, about God's faithfulness endures, we're going to consider the goodness of God, and prayerfully each and every one of us will commit or recommit to serving Him only. Now, there are at least 3 points of outline that I want you to get from this week's lesson. I want you to be able to acknowledge that the blessings that we enjoy come from God. I want you, number two, to worship God for the faithfulness He has shown in the past. And three, I want you to reaffirm your commitment to serve God and to consistently offer Him praise for His faithfulness. Somebody said for His faithfulness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So praise the Lord. If you're ready to get into this lesson, saints, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about our introduction for this week's lesson. Now, let me start with a question for you. Why is it important for us to reflect on the ways that God has blessed us in the past? I want you to think about that for just a second. And as you ponder that idea, that question, I want you to realize that people tend to focus on the present, or more on the present. That is, we look at the urgent needs of the day. Now, while this isn't necessarily wrong, it will be wise for us to reflect regularly on how God has helped, guided, and blessed us along the way, not just today. And by doing so, saints, this will help us to reaffirm our commitment to follow Him faithfully all the days of our lives, not about just making a deal with God that if you get me out of this situation, I promise that I will never do it again. For God wants us to have a long-term relationship with Him, not just a momentary moment where we turn to Him seeking for help. This is the type of commitment that Joshua pointed the children of Israel to in today's study. So today's study focuses on Joshua's final days. He reflected on God's faithful promises and reaffirmed his commitment to serve the Lord. And he encouraged all the children of Israel to decide if they would commit themselves fully to God going forward, not just from the past and not just for the present moment, but that you will make up your minds and determine in your hearts that you're going to stay committed to God for His enduring faithfulness unto us. So that is what we're going to be talking about today, saints, and as a central truth, you can keep this in mind, that God's grace enables believers to serve Him daily. Each and every day we wake up, we should wake up with God on our mind. We should have our hearts set on Him so that He can continually keep us in perfect peace. This is some of the exhortation that we'll read about today as we go through this final lesson on the book of Joshua. Now let's take a look at our first point of outline, which is coming from Joshua chapter 23, verses 1 through 16. I want you to take a look at that portion of Scripture, and as you do so, you will understand that at the end of his life, Joshua called Israel together to reaffirm God's goodness. He recounted how he had provided for them in the promised land. You see in Joshua chapter 23, verse 1 through 5, let's read some of that. It says, Joshua 23, verse 1 says, after a long time had passed, the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies around them. Joshua, by then a very old man, summoned all Israel, their elders, leaders, judges, and officials, and said to them, I am very old. You yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. It was the Lord your God who fought for you. Remember how I have allotted as an inheritance for your tribes all the land of the nations that remain. The nations I conquered between the Jordan and the Mediterranean Sea in the west. The Lord God himself will push them out for your sake. He will drive them out before you, and you will take possession of their land as the Lord your God promised you. So there we see that how Joshua recounted to the children of Israel in his old age what was important for the children of Israel to remember. And saints of God, it would do us a lot if we would look back even over our life now to see where God has brought us to. And that's irregardless of what you may be going through now. For as you see the story of Israel, they were once slaves in Egypt in bondage. God freed them from that bondage. They were stuck in a rough place where they couldn't escape from their enemy, seemingly. And God, by his divine intervention, parted the waters of the Red Sea. They entered into a wilderness in their life where God provided manna for them from heaven. And it says the clothes on their back never wore out, and the shoes on their feet. So God is a keeper. He's able to keep you as he kept the children of Israel in these accounts that Joshua is reminding the children of Israel about today. And so we can also look at our own personal journeys as we think about these lessons, saints, that further there are things that God has delivered us from or things that God needs to or wants to deliver us from. There are times where we have to sustain, God has to sustain us in our wilderness period. There's a time where God will teach us how we need to totally rely and to lean and depend on him. And this is what Joshua is reminding Israel of. And I pray the Holy Spirit is using this example as a reminder to someone listening today that God is always faithful. I want you to say to me, God's faithfulness endures. Hallelujah. And this is how Joshua started his last exhortation to the children of Israel. So he says that God had provided for them in the promised land. He spoke of God's blessings that were inseparably linked to their faithfulness in following his commands. He wanted to let the children of Israel know that for God's continued faithfulness, his promises, his covenant that he has made with us and that we have made with him must be maintained in order for that continued favor to go forward from this point forward. Here it is in verse 6 of Joshua 23. It says, be very strong. Be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, without turning aside to the right or to the left. Do not associate yourself with these nations that remain among you. Do not invoke the name of their gods or swear by them. You must not serve them or bow down to them. But you are to hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have until now. Glory to God. So you see, the issue is not God's faithfulness. He ascribed to them God's faithfulness in bondage, in deliverance, in the wilderness, in fulfilling the promise to possess the lands. So they have already seen and experienced God's faithfulness in keeping his promises. Now Joshua is saying that God is, if he's faithful to do what he has done, he's faithful to do what he says he will do. Hallelujah. I know that's something that we get excited about. It's not a question. It's not a matter of whether God will do what he says. The question that Joshua had and that we also need to make sure that we have the correct answer. They is not being assured of what God can do. He's proven himself time and time again. The question is, are we going to remain faithful to God? So this was Joshua's exhortation, and this is an exhortation that the Holy Spirit is making to us today. As we look at this command that Joshua is giving the children of Israel, the command to be strong and reminiscent of God is a reminder of the command that God gave to Joshua personally before they entered into Canaan. You can see a reference for that in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. God spoke these very same words to Joshua as they initially prepared to enter the land. He says that they must not be drawn away by the culture around them, because the pull toward idolatry would be strong, and the potential for them to be corrupted by the immoral activities of the Canaanite nations must not be underestimated. So he said they needed to embrace an ongoing commitment to love the Lord their God. And if you love God, you will obey God. Jesus says the same thing to his disciples in the New Testament, that if you love me, you will obey my Father's commandments. So if we, as Israel did, continue an ongoing love for the Lord through obedience, for God is the source of all our victories, just as he was the source of all the victories that Israel had experienced. That was Joshua's reminder to the children of Israel. He wants us to know, saints, that the same God who has blessed them would also bring judgment on them if they followed the evil ways of the Canaanites. That is, if they broke their covenant with God. You see that in verses 12 to 13. In fact, Joshua warned the children of Israel that there would be no tolerance for alliances, which often included intermarriage in these days, because these would undermine the fidelity of the Israelites. It would push them toward mingling godly practices with the ungodly or adopting godlessness outright. You see, saints, Joshua warned the children of Israel, as we also need to be warned today, that many ungodly influences threaten to draw us away from our walk with God if we're not faithful to adhere to his commands and his instructions and abide in his word. This is why Jesus says in the New Testament to his early disciples that if you abide in my word and my word abide in you, hallelujah, then you ask what you will and it shall be done for you. So you see, the promises of God are always conditional on our obedience to keep the covenant. And so here Joshua is saying the same thing to Israel, just as God is reminding us today that sometimes we want to use God as an emergency escape plan. Even though God is faithful and he's merciful, we saw later on in the account of Israel that they violated God's command, and God fulfilled his promise to allow them to be taken captive. So not only is God faithful to do the good things that he says he will do for us, he's also faithful and obligated by his word in order to punish or bring the curse upon our lives if we disobey his word. For his word cannot be void. One of the scriptures in Isaiah, I believe it's Isaiah 55, says, for the word of God it cannot return back unto him void or without accomplishing that which he had said that it would. This is another key aspect of God's faithfulness. Today we're studying about God's faithfulness endures. So it's a great thing to know that we serve a God that cannot lie. Hallelujah. So it's in our best interest, just as Joshua was saying to the children of Israel, it was in their best interest to make sure that they realize that the covenant with God must be maintained, that they must avoid the ungodly influences of their culture. And the same is true for us today. So let me ask one question before we move to our second point. In what ways has God blessed and guided you over the years? Yes, it's one thing to look at Israel and see what God has done in their lives, but we don't have to look that far back. Each and every one of us, and maybe right now today, you may be going through a season of being felt like you're in bondage, but know that God can deliver you. You may feel like you're in your wilderness. Know that God can sustain and provide for you. Some of you right now are saying, I'm ready to press into the promises that God has made, not only to Israel, but the promises he's made to me. Know that God is faithful to follow through and watch over his word to perform it in your life today. Somebody ought to give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want you to ponder that question as we go through our second point. And the second point of outline, in addition to Joshua reminding Israel to remember God's promises, he also recounted God's gracious acts. And you can read about that in Joshua chapter 24, verses 1 through 13. You see that Joshua gathered the Israelites together at a place called Shechem. And he further recounted God's graciousness, noting that God had guided them through sovereignty since the days of Abraham. You see in chapter 24, verse 1 through 7, that says Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Notice, they didn't present themselves before Joshua. They presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshiped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I assigned the hill country of Seir to Esau, but Jacob and his family went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I afflicted the Egyptians by what I did there, and I brought you out. When I brought your people out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea. Verse 7, but they cried to the Lord for help, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them and covered them. You saw with your own eyes, Joshua says, what I did to the Egyptians. Then you lived in the wilderness for a long time. So here Joshua is reminding the people of all the gracious acts that God has done. And saints, sometimes it's good for us to look back. And one of the Psalms says we need to remember the Lord, count your blessings and remember them. Hallelujah. For the benefits of the Lord are great, and he's worthy to be praised. Somebody say hallelujah. So here Joshua is reminding them of their history, of how God has been gracious to them, how his grace is sufficient even now as they go forward into this new phase of life. And the same is true for every person who's listening to the sound of my voice. The God of Israel is the God that we serve today. Hallelujah. And so as he recounted how God had brought them across the Jordan River, helped them to overcome the fortified city of Jericho, God reminded the Israelites that they did not do this in their own strength, and the glory only belonged to God. And he affirmed this fact by reminding them that they were enjoying fruits they themselves did not earn. That's what grace is all about, saying it is unmerited favor. It is the unearned favor of God. And this is why Joshua is reminding them of God's gracious acts. He told them the abundance they enjoyed was a blessing from God. And we all can testify today, saints, to the same truth as we recount how God has opened doors and showered us with blessings. Now, it is tempting to take some things for granted or to forget God's goodness, but we, like Joshua, must consistently recall all that God has done for us and respond with a heartfelt praise. Somebody ought to give God hallelujah right now. So, saints, as you recount God's many blessings and acts that he has done on your behalf, how can you continue to express gratitude unto him? We know the children of Israel had a lot of feasts and annual festivals that they celebrated as a continual reminder, and they still do to this day in many of the Jewish nation. We need to set up memorial things. We need to remember the goodness of the Lord and forget not all his benefits. Somebody said glory to God. Today we're studying God's faithfulness endures. We've studied so far how Joshua reminded the people to remember God's promises, how he recounted God's gracious acts, And then finally, Joshua says, in our third outline, is that they need to serve God only. You can see this in Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 to 25. So, having reviewed God's great faithfulness, Joshua called upon the Israelites to serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth. We see that in verse 14 and 15 of Joshua 24. It says, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away your ancestors' gods that they worship beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt, and serve the Lord only. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So you see here, Joshua challenged Israel, and the Holy Spirit perhaps is challenging some of you today to follow his example with singleness of heart in service to the Lord. You see, allegiance to false gods was to be rejected and is to be rejected even today. Now, while we might not be drawn towards physical idols, other influences can vie for our allegiance. The desire for material gain, power, and prestige can distract us from our commitment to God. So we also must guard against their influences and determine to serve God only or exclusively. So while Israel affirmed Joshua's call, his response to them may seem kind of unexpected as we look at verses 16 through 20. Joshua says that if you do not keep your end of the bargain, so to speak, then you need to take a sober look at yourself as you examine God's commands. He says that they had to substantiate, they had to add substance to their commitment to God through their actions. And the same is true today, saints. We can't just serve God with our mouths. We have to serve Him, love Him with our hearts as well. And if we really love the Lord God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and we love our neighbor as ourselves, that means we'll walk in obedience to God's commands. So Joshua's last act was the making of a covenant with the people. You see that in verse 25 of Joshua 24. He says that they had, and Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak near the holy place of the Lord. He says, "See, all the people, the stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to God." Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to their own inheritance. So, saints, if the people would serve God, then God would continue to care for them. We are also wise today, saints, to make a true heartfelt commitment. See, God is faithful to his promises. We've examined it in Joshua, in Israel's example. You can look back over your life and see that God is faithful. So in response to his faithfulness, he expects to receive the faithfulness and love of his people. So are there any gods that you need to remove from your life? I pray that you will look at it today. So what Joshua did in conclusion for the people of Israel at Shechem is something that is important for all of us to do. We should take time to remember God's promises. We should recount his acts of grace toward us and recommit our lives to serving him only. I want you to consider setting aside a time in your regular devotions to reaffirm your loyalty and allegiance to Jesus Christ. Make an effort to identify anything in your life that draws your focus away from a full commitment to Christ, and determine to subject all these things to his lordship. Glory to God in the highest, saints. Today we've studied God's faithfulness endures, how we should serve God obediently. We saw the example of Joshua reminding people to remember God's promises, to recount his gracious acts, and to serve God only. In conclusion, saints, I want you to know that God gives us the grace today to serve him daily. And I pray that your renewed commitment will continue to be expressed before God, not only through your words, but through your actions, for God's faithfulness endures. God bless you, saints.